It's a Wednesday morning, and Dr. Brad Schwall leads a group of religious leaders and mental health professionals in prayer. Hailing from across North Texas, they're gathered at a Dallas community center today for a discussion on faith and mental well-being.
We pray today that this dialogue will open minds, will open eyes, in ways that will have an exponential effect.
Schwall is president and CEO of the Center for Integrative Counseling and Psychology. The group provides mental health services in Dallas. They also partner with schools, doctor's offices, and community groups across North Texas, targeting underserved areas.
We believe that the best way to make mental health care accessible is to go to where people are, to work alongside others within communities. Our locations and churches are an example of that.
The faith leaders here say they face unique challenges in responding to the mental health needs of their congregations. Reverend Dr. Irie Session is with The Gathering, a church in Dallas.
I am coming from the social location of a Black woman who is a clergywoman navigating systems of white supremacy, structural racism, as well. And so the people that I serve navigate those systems as well.
For members of her church, Session says the biggest reasons people don't seek help are prohibitive costs and a lack of trust in the healthcare system.
Trusting that the people that we might seek for therapy really understand who we are and understand the unique needs and challenges that we face.
Challenges religious leaders are more likely to understand. Session says when someone from her church comes to her in need of mental health care, she asks what they're looking for in a therapist and connects them with a provider she trusts. Father Wade Bass is with the St. Monica Catholic Church. He's counseled families through some of life's most difficult losses, including parents who have lost children to suicide. Bass says several people have made appointments with him, describing feelings of depression and anxiety.
I think they're expecting me with a few kind of perfectly timed words to maybe fix depression in about a 30-minute appointment, which I've yet to do. I'm still working on that.
He's also had to make difficult decisions, like calling the police.
A woman came to the parish describing a plan to take her own life. She had everything lined up at home, and the options were to say a quick prayer with her, or to deal with the more immediate threat to her life. We ended up having to call. That was the only thing that I knew how to do, was basically find more immediate help.
In that case, Bass still questions whether he did the right thing. For faith leaders, it can be tough to prepare for these high-stakes interactions. Imam Azhar Subedar is with the Islamic Society of Collin County.
Majority, if not all, clergy members, they're not trained specifically in the field of pastoral care. We're not. You know, we have a much greater job in front of us, and our jobs continue to multiply based on the constant change in the society, in the community, the phobias, the stigmas that attack us or attack others.
Subedar says so many of his conversations with worshipers involve mental health that he's taken an almost clinical approach. He maintains charts on the people who make appointments with him, tracking key issues in their lives. And his mosque in Plano even brings mental health care to the community. It hosts a psychiatric clinic on Sundays. In Dallas, I'm Saida Hassan.